KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. An alcohol sales tax? The Nome Common Council plans to discuss the possibility of one. At their meeting last night, Nome Police Chief John Papasadora provided a statistical crime report. In response to the report, Mayor Denise Michaels brought up the discussion to possibly establish a different rate for alcohol tax to fund public safety in Nome.
Right here, the data, the raw data here shows that most of the incidences are alcohol related. Mm-hmm. The top three.
The issue would have to go before the Nome voters. This October, voters in the Mat-Su Borough will decide on a 5% sales tax on alcohol that could take in about $1 million a year. Councilmember Gerald Brown said the council has discussed the idea of a separate sales tax for alcohol in the past.
The attorney's always said that you cannot have an alcohol tax that's different from the rest of your sales tax.
Right.
And I'm just wondering what the difference is. So if it's no longer prohibited by state law, then I'm more than happy to entertain it.
We can dig through the city attorney files and forward you anything.
City Manager Josie Banky also suggested that the council meet in a work session to discuss the alcohol sales tax possibility. The council designated water and sewer infrastructure improvements as the community's number one local state funding priority. In the resolution, it says that water and sewer systems are failing due to age and permafrost thawing. In his report, utility manager John Handelin said the utility's fuel is on its way to Nome, and the fuel price was down 10 cents from what it was last week. He hopes the trend continues through the month of August. Handelin also reported to the council that so far 50,000 kilowatts have been produced by the two new wind turbines up at Banner Ridge. 62 international swimmers made history this weekend. They completed the first ever relay swim across the Bering Strait from Cape Dezhnev, Russia, to Wales, Alaska, without wetsuits. The Bering Strait Relay Swim was organized by the International Winter Swimming Association and other European and Russian partners. The event commemorated the 25th anniversary of the Friendship flight from Alaska to Pravidania. It's the first time in recorded history that a relay team has successfully swum across the Bering Strait. Alexis Istanov is the editor-in-chief of the Russian Book of Records. He traveled with the crew to make sure the swim met the requirements for Russian European Book of Records. Istanov will also make an official claim for the relay to the Guinness Book of World Records. He says the Bering Strait swim is gunning for the most unusual and most difficult sporting event in the world.
There were a lot of people involved, even the Russian Navy fleet. We used a special medical ship as a supplier. And the whole team altogether consisted of practically of 100 persons.
The 62 swimmers came from 16 countries and 6 continents. According to the event website, they're doctors, journalists, government workers who trained for years for the event. Each was invited to compete in the Bering Strait swim because of their experience in cold water swimming. Alexis Istanov with the Russian Book of Records says that with bad weather, what was supposed to be a 53-mile, 2-day swim extended to an 83-mile, 7-day undertaking in temperatures as low as 37 degrees.
And it was very tough because it was a very hot current near the Alaska shore, and the weather was awful, and sometimes it was a real storm, nasty weather with a rain and very strong wind.
Finnish swimmer Maria Koskinen is the chairwoman of the International Winter Swimming Association. She helped organize the Bering Strait swim and swam a leg of the relay. Koskinen says the cold water sport is mostly a mental game. She says the adrenaline rush from cold water swimming is healthy, free, and when done with proper supervision, safe.
It's very, very good for if you are stressed. And also I've found it very, very good that many students, you know, in the university, they said that, you know, you get the adrenaline in a healthy way and in a very easy way.
At the Bering Strait swim ceremony yesterday in Anvil City Square, KNOM's Eva DeLapp spoke with James Peters, a 43-year-old blind swimmer from Australia. To hear their conversation, listen to profiles after the 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. weather. The State Department of Natural Resources is currently accepting bids for oil and gas lease tracts in the North Slope and the Beaufort Sea. The DNR plans to hold its annual lease sale in Anchorage on November 6th. The onshore and offshore lease sale area totals approximately 14 million acres. In a release Monday, the DNR reports that an estimated 40 billion barrels of conventional oil and 200 trillion cubic feet of natural gas are untapped in the North Slope region. Additionally, the U.S. Geological Survey estimates 2 billion barrels of shale oil resources are also present. The DNR is accepting bids until November 4th. And this week, Alaska lawmakers and government officials are meeting in Anchorage to discuss what they see as federal overreach. The two-day summit is being put on by a Department of Natural Resources advisory commission. Organizers say the goal is to examine points of conflict with the federal government over land management, resource development, access issues, and fish and wildlife policy. Governor Sean Parnell opened the summit at the Dena'ina Center yesterday morning, describing federal overreach as a disease that afflicts our nation.
Now in Alaska, federal overreach looks like, one, harassment of Alaska natives harvesting sea otter, blocking King Cove residents from access to health and safety personnel, failure to hold timely lease sales and delayed permitting decisions, attempting to add new and more onerous designations on land our citizens that we're already blocked from accessing and utilizing for our benefit.
The federal government is the largest landowner in the state, controlling about two-thirds of its acreage. But it puts a lot of money into the state, too, nearly $10 billion. Parnell acknowledged that this tension makes the issue of federal overreach controversial.
Now, I know you've taken some criticism for even daring to have this summit. One newspaper opinion writer said she took offense that on the one hand, we would complain about parts of the federal government overreaching, while with the other, we accept federal dollars under federal law.
The governor dismissed that line of criticism, saying that was like faulting someone in an abusive situation at home for complaining about a controlling and manipulative provider. Despite many strong words for the federal government, Parnell noted that the state and federal government are not always in opposition. He said there were some lawsuits where the state had sided alongside the federal government and that litigation against them should be a last resort. The summit wraps up today with a roundtable and an address by Alaska's congressional delegation and a former assistant secretary of the Department of Interior. No officials currently with the federal agencies were invited to present. The price of gold in New York is down $15.40 an ounce to $1,322.90. An ounce of silver at $21.47, down 6 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome at 8:51 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:40. It's unofficially 50 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.